When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome, NCLEX High Yielders. This is Dr. Zeeshan, and I'm the host of NCLEX High Yield Podcast, where we will be giving out daily content for your exam, tips and tricks that the boards love to ask, and overall general information on how to study, what to study, and complex topics broken down for you. Whether you're a first-time test taker or even a repeat test taker, we have helped people across the globe pass their NCLEX exam, so do not give up and get motivated. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast and also visit our Instagram at NCLEX High Yield, at NCLEX High Yield, where you can DM us questions so we can answer them on the podcast. Also, check out our website, www.nclexhighyield.com, and subscribe to receive a link to our weekly free Zoom session. Free Zoom session where I drop all types of content, break down complex topics, and make them easy for you to understand every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you guys then.
All right. So let's talk about a topic that people tend to shy away from, a topic that a lot of people are intimidated by, and that topic is PhARM. And we're not going to talk about specific PhARM drugs right now. We'll get to that maybe in a different episode. However, when we deal with the boards, we need to know test-taking strategies. And when it comes to PhARM, there's really only five ways that the boards will ask about pharmacological questions. So again, there's really only five different ways that the boards are going to ask about PhARM questions. So when you approach a PhARM subject, when you get to whether you're in cardio or GI or endocrine or maternity, whatever it is, and you see any type of drug pop up, I want you to approach it with the following way, and just think about this, these five different ways that the boards can ask. The first one is just identifying the drug. If you're going to have, for instance, a cardiovascular drug, think about the ones that are commonly prescribed for common medical conditions. Those are going to be the ones that are high yield. Again, that's the ones that are common medical conditions and the drugs that we prescribe for them. So we need to know and identify them. So for instance, I'll use statins as an example. Do you think high cholesterol or coronary artery disease or the risk factors that lead up to that are things that are high yield? Things like diabetes, hypertension, family history, smoking, obesity, bad diet, lack of exercise, so on and so forth. Do you think these are common issues in the world? They are. They are. They can lead to atherosclerotic plaques. So we're looking at drugs like statins, commonly prescribed. They're great drugs. So identifying them, things like simvastatin, atorvastatin, lovastatin, just knowing what they do, knowing that they are lipid-lowering agents, because that would be a freebie type of a question. So a patient comes in, and I'll give you an example of a question right now. A patient comes in with a total cholesterol level of 280 when our normal should be under 200. Which of the following drugs does the nurse expect to be used? And they'll throw in four different drugs, and statins will be one of them. So identification, a freebie question, just knowing the drug, knowing what it's used for and identifying it. If I have a drug, the second way that the boards can ask a farm question regarding that drug is the side effects. Is the side effects. So again, common medical condition, commonly prescribed drug, and now I need to know the side effects. So, for instance, we'll stick with statins because they're great drugs. They're super high yield. So, if I was to ask a patient regarding a side effect of the drug statins, I would want to know that this patient is able to identify the drug first and then know the side effects of it because I'm going to have to educate the patient on that side effect. So, for instance, the side effect for statins is a myopathy, more specifically, rhabdomyolysis. So, we get a patient that comes in who is recently prescribed statins. Which of the following are we going to educate this patient on? Well, if you develop any type of muscle pain, muscle aches after taking this medication, please notify your healthcare provider. That would be the proper answer. Again, education, maybe it could be a freebie type of a question. They could throw education into a select all that apply. So side effects are definitely another way that the boards can ask pharmacological questions. The next one is contraindications. Contraindications. So what substances, what drugs are not allowed to be taken with this other drug? So with statins, we'll talk about the fact that statins are in fact going to be contraindicated with grapefruit products. So, if we have grapefruit products, we're going to educate again, education, that you are not to consume anything that contains grapefruit or grapefruit itself. So, contraindications, statins, no grapefruit. So, and just like you see here in the quick tip, another drug that's great is nitrates, which are potent vasodilators, and NaFLs, your vardenafil, tadalafil, and sildenafil. So these are your what? Your erectile dysfunction drugs. So those are contraindicated, right? Two potent vasodilators. We're not going to give them together. But sticking with the statins, grapefruits. Grapefruits. So again, I add that to education along with side effects. Well, now I'm kind of building myself a select all that apply. Could it be a straightforward question, a freebie question? Absolutely. But can I start to build a select all that apply because I educated you on muscle aches and muscle pains, knowing that rhabdomyolysis is a side effect? Absolutely. Contraindications with grapefruit education? Absolutely. Now I'm starting to build a select all that apply along with freebie questions. Dosages. Well, maybe you don't need to necessarily know the dosage of every drug. There are some drugs that you really do need to know dosages for. Drugs like adenosine, big, atropine, big. These are drugs where you actually need to know the dosages and how they're administered. But with statins, let's stick with, again, the theme of statins right here. With statins, if I was to give a patient, if I was to start a patient on a statin and their baseline cholesterol was 280, that's why I started it. And now I gave them a statin and I told them from 280, they went down to 240. Well, is the medication working? The medication is in fact working. It did what it's supposed to do, 280 to 240. It did what it's supposed to do by dropping the total cholesterol. Did we get to under 200? No, we didn't get to under 200. That's our optimal level. So what are we going to do about our dosage? Well, we'd have to either increase the dosage or we're going to have to increase the frequency. But either ways, I'm adjusting the dosage. Do I need to know exactly that I'm going from 10 milligram to 20 or 20 to 40 milligrams of simvastatin? No, I don't need to know that. Not for this drug in particular, but I do know that I'm not under 200. So increase the dose, a generic idea, or increase the frequency. And the last way that the boards can ask the pharmacological questions is by education. Education. So let's stick with, again, the statins. We're going to educate this patient that prior to starting their statins, we are going to get their liver function tests or their LFTs. The reason being is that the statins are metabolized by the liver. If the liver is not intact, we're not going to be metabolizing the statins and making them bioavailable or effective like we would like. We also don't want to cause more damage to the liver because it is going to take a toll on the liver. So we're going to educate the patient. Hey, before you take a statin, we're going to get some lab work done. So go ahead and get your blood work. We'll check your liver function test, which is what? Your ALT and your AST. The second thing that I'm going to educate this patient on with statins is we're going to take it at bedtime. And I'm using the word bedtime because I don't like the word nighttime. Many of you work night shifts or swing shifts, but nighttime is not necessarily going to be your bedtime. We want to take it at bedtime because we want the patient to be in a fasting state. We want them to release cholesterol so statins can, in fact, help lower the cholesterol, lower the triglycerides, lower that lousy LDL, and that increase that happy or that HDL cholesterol. So a recap of the five ways that the boards are going to ask pharmacological questions. So first and foremost is just identifying the drug, knowing what it is, freebie type of a question. Know your drugs, identify them. Side effects. If they're commonly prescribed drugs for a common medical condition, you have to know the side effects. You're going to have to educate your patients on those side effects. Any type of contraindications. Doesn't have to be another drug that's contraindicated with it. It could be any type of a product or any type of a vitamin, mineral, or in this situation, a produce, grapefruit. Dosages. Again, there are going to be drugs that want specific dosages. How are we going to administer, like I said, adenosine, atropine? Yeah, you want to know those dosages. But how about a generic, hey, it's not working to where we want it to work, or we haven't hit that optimal level. What are we going to do about the dosage in general? Increase it, increase the dose, increase the frequency, things of that nature. And the last one is education. So things on how to use the drug. How about things like patches, sublingual drugs, the do's and don'ts, and points of clarification and understanding. Things like, oh, I'm going to take my diuretic in the morning. Okay, that sounds about right. Oh, I'm going to take my diuretic before I go to bed. Unless you want to be up all night peeing, yeah, you probably don't. So again, that further teaching, further intervention type of a question. So these are the five different ways that the boards can ask farm questions. Although an intimidating topic, if you know when you look at a farm or any type of a pharmacological drug, and you say, okay, wait a minute, if I look at this and I take away these 5 points, and you just kind of make a note when you take notes. Just under a drug, if you don't know it or you know it very well, just make sure to hit these 5 points and kind of bullet point them. And if you can answer these five questions regarding that drug, you shouldn't be intimidated when the boards ask you about that specific drug as well. So again, I hope you enjoyed the five different ways that the boards will ask farm questions. Don't be intimidated, and best of luck. Take care.